It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, we've heard about genetic testing for the BRCA gene for breast cancer, genetic testing to find out if you are at risk for Parkinson's, if it runs in your family. Well, now we're talking about genetic testing for cardiac disease, heart disease. My guest is Dr. Doug Harrington. He's a clinical professor of laboratory medicine at Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California. Welcome to the show, Dr. Harrington. Let's talk about genetic testing for heart disease. You know, we've long known that heart disease is something that runs in the family, that it is a hereditary thing. So what are we saying now that is any different than that?
Well, there's always a reason why it runs in families, and there's been a suspicion that, genetics contributes to it, and we now have data that suggests that genetics is a big component to it, and we now have tools that allow us to actually identify abnormalities in the genes that do contribute to heart disease. Next-gen sequencing, which has given us the ability to sequence almost the entire genome of an individual, that's their entire genetic structure, at a very low cost relative to what it used to be. So
what is it telling us? Before we get into what the next-gen sequencing is, what is it telling us? Heart disease, there's quite a few different kinds. There's, things going on directly with the heart. There's things involving plaque buildup, there's stroke, heart attack, things with the periphery. What is it telling us?
Well, there's some very interesting studies, and that's a very difficult question to answer in 10 words or less. So I'll give you the shortest answer I can, which is, that twin studies have shown us that while genetics is important, what you do may be more important because it can alter the expression of these genes. So knowing that they're there is important, but knowing what you do is even at least equally important. Because, for instance, twins with identical gene sequences, one has heart disease and the other doesn't, and it's traced to their diet, their environment, that sort of thing. But there is a series of other diseases that are clearly genetic, and these are the sudden cardiac deaths that occur in young individuals that are playing sports, and they're not related to coronary heart disease or plaque buildup, but they're structural abnormalities in the heart that are inherited. An example would be long QT. And in the past, we didn't have the ability to reliably diagnose it, but now we do, and it's one of the more common causes of sudden cardiac death in young children and young adults.
We do a show here at Radio MD, Dr. Harrington. I host a show for the American College of Sports Medicine, and we've done quite a few on sudden cardiac death in young athletes, and it is horrific when it happens. Now, as far as we can tell with the genetic testing now and finding out the new test that predicts if we're going to have a heart attack, what, in the next 5 years or so?
Yeah, that's a protein-based test that was derived from genetics, which shows how genetics allows us to do research to get there. Yes, absolutely. That is a test provided by the company Avir, A-V-I-I-R, and it looks at 7 proteins in the blood that were identified by gene studies that identify your risk of having a heart attack in the next 5 years from the most common cause of heart attacks, which most people don't know is plaque rupture, not narrowing of the artery. It causes a blood clot and causes the heart to stop functioning.
And so it's plaque rupture, and you are a cardiologist. I've heard you say this before, too, that it's not the plaques building up and narrowing. It's that the plaques rupture.
Exactly.
And then that sends you into, cardiac arrest.
Right. So in order to get a complete picture of a patient's cardiac health, you need a history and physical, and you need to know what their genetic makeup is and which proteins are being expressed in their body. And we look at all of those things through proteomic studies and through genetic studies, and that gives us a better idea of a person's heart health and also their risks.
Now, who do you think should have this test? And the follow-up question to that, if you have the test and then you change your lifestyle, do you then have the test again, and will it possibly come out differently? Because this could be a scary little test.
Well, yeah, actually, I describe the test as being something like an early warning system on your car, or, you know, the check engine light. And it's not a death sentence because we're identifying very early disease. And what that means is that we're capturing it and identifying your risk before you develop full disease. And interestingly, lifestyle changes alone can reduce your risk of having a heart attack by up to 80%. So even before you even consider going on any medications, by introducing exercise, diet, lowering your stress levels and things like that, you can reduce your risk up to 80%. And then if you're still showing signs of inflammation in your arteries, because the cause of these plaque ruptures is inflammation, then we can consider putting you on drugs like statins, which do things like lower your cholesterol, but they also have an added feature, which is to reduce inflammation in the plaque and stabilize the plaque.
Okay, cover. So I like that you talked about that, because cholesterol is now being said to not be the predictor of heart disease that it used to be. And we do check for inflammatory conditions with CRP and such. So now it's really kind of going in the direction of inflammation is really the cause of heart disease, not as much just your pure cholesterol level.
Right. Cholesterol contributes to the disease, but your genetic makeup and what you do to your body is the result of how you end up developing disease. And I describe the process as kind of like a pimple on the side of the artery. And if that pimple pops, all the stuff that's inside there causes a blood clot. And you have no symptoms up until that point. But with the AVIR MyRisk VP test, which measures 7 proteins in your blood, we can identify that inflammatory process at a very early stage and get you on the right track to preventing that heart attack from ever happening.
Is this an expensive test, the MyRisk VP?
No, it isn't. It's the maximum out of pocket for a patient is around $75 for the whole kit and caboodle. So
is it, when you say out of pocket, okay, so is there any insurance coverage, or no, this is just generally the cost of the test?
No, it's covered by insurance. There are 80 million lives covered in the United States through PPO contracts, and Medicare is pending through CMS, and that'll probably be towards the end of this year.
Now, would you have to have, like, so if someone went through their PPO and they wanted to have this test, does there have to be some extenuating circumstances? Does your doctor have to say, well, you have a genetic history, or, you know, a history of it, or you're overweight, or I think you're at risk for diabetes, to have this test covered? Or can anybody like myself do this test?
Well, we prefer that it not be done on anybody, because what we're really interested in is the group that's not characterized well, because people that are high risk are pretty obvious, and people at low risk are usually young. There's a group called the intermediate risk that is where the majority of these heart attacks come from. And that's the group that we would like to target, and you can get there a number of ways. If you have two risk factors, one of which being over the age of 45 for men and over 55 for women, and family history or blood pressure or smoking or any of the other ones, you're a candidate for this test. But there is a pre-screen that we do, which will categorize you into low, intermediate, or high. And that basically looks at your cholesterol levels and your clinical features. And frankly, the American Heart Association states that you should start learning what your risk score is at the age of 20. And then if you're low risk, you need to be reevaluated in 5 years. Almost nobody is getting that. And so we encourage people to ask their doctor to give them a risk score, whether it's Framingham, Reynolds, or the AVIR MyRisk portfolio. You really need to know that in order to know where you stand and to kind of plan your lifestyle. So,
well, that's the news, is about genetic testing for cardiac disease. You can find out more information at AVIR.com. That's AVIIR.com, about the MyRisk VP covered test for heart disease. Something really amazing. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.